It trains advanced practice providers like nurse practitioners and physician assistants. So we're discussing St. Clair Health's APP program. Our guest is Dr. Maria Abraham. She's director of the neuroscience service line at St. Clair Health and advanced practice providers for St. Clair Medical Group. This is Curating Care, a podcast brought to you from St. Clair Health, health expert care from people who care. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Joey Waller. Hi there, Dr. Abraham. Welcome.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi there.
Nice to meet you, Joey.
Nice to meet you. Great to have you aboard. So first, how long have you been at St. Clair? I guess you're in a relatively new position, right? And where were you prior to this?
So thank you again. It's definitely an honor to be here to highlight our APP workforce and some of the work that's been done to support this incredible team of clinicians. I've been in clinical practice treating neurological patients for over 22 years with more than 5 years in formal leadership roles after leaving one of the larger tertiary centers where I spent several years treating stroke patients. I joined the St. Clair Medical Group Department of Neurology approximately 9 years ago, serving on the inpatient service and caring for patients with acute neurological conditions. I later advanced to the Director of Neuroscience, where I've led initiatives to enhance things like stroke care and seizure management and the treatment of just various neurological disorders. During that time, I earned my MBA, which is where all the letters are starting to come from, which has really strengthened my ability to bridge the clinical experience and expertise with healthcare operations. Since then, I've obtained my doctoral degree focused on administrative medicine, which I hope will really further support my growth as a healthcare leader. So one of my first accomplishments as a neuroscience director was to introduce one of the health system's first AI-driven tools for stroke evaluation and management. This is a solution that really remains in use today. Throughout my journey, I've demonstrated kind of the impact of advanced practice providers and how we can make an impact in advancing patient care and system innovation. The work that I've done has really paved my way for my current role as a director of advanced practice providers for the medical group. Importantly, I've continued to stay active in clinical practice, ensuring that my leadership remains grounded in the realities of frontline patient care.
So you're relatively new at your latest current role. How long have you been in that, doctor? And in a nutshell, what do you do on a given day?
Okay, so I've been in this role for approximately 7 months now, and my goal is really to advance the strategic integration and impact of APPs across the organization. I hope to really build a strong and cohesive workforce in order to deliver exceptional care to our patients while fostering their professional development, where APPs are fully supported and engaged and empowered to practice to the top of their license. I really hope to ensure that APPs are fully supported from day one and positioned for a long-term clinical and professional success. I also plan to drive greater integration of the APPs into care models to improve our patient access and improve our quality outcomes throughout collaboration with our physician leaders, our executive leadership team, and human resources. I really hope to advocate for the role of APPs as strategic partners in driving delivery care to the patients and to the community that we serve.
And so let's back up for just a moment. For those uninitiated, what exactly does an APP do? They're kind of non-doctors with many doctor-like powers, if you will, right?
So APPs are made up of physician assistants, nurse practitioners, and certified nurse anesthetists, and in some organizations, midwives. These are highly trained, licensed professionals who deliver high-quality care in collaboration with the physicians that they work with, and of course, other members of the healthcare team. APPs are educated to assess, diagnose, treat, and manage acute and chronic illness. They can prescribe medications. They can order and interpret diagnostic tests. They can perform procedures, counsel patients on preventative care and wellness, and really practice across a continuum, including inpatient, outpatient, procedural, and specialty settings. They really play an essential role in improving access and quality and the hope of improving patient-centered outcomes.
And when you say essential, it seems as though one reason that's so is because oftentimes doctors either aren't available in a given moment or aren't necessary for a particular case. And you really can get everything you need with one of these other providers, right?
Yeah. I mean, St. Clair, our APPs are an integral part of the care delivery team. They really help to expand access, improve quality, and just enhance the overall patient experience across the board. They work in collaboration with the physicians and multidisciplinary teams across, like I said, both inpatient and outpatient settings. By embedding APPs in a wide range of specialties at St. Clair, that increases our appointment availability, reducing wait times for patients, improving care continuity for patients. And they also really play a vital role in managing chronic diseases, preventative care, patient education. It really helps to kind of contribute to just a better health outcome and higher patient satisfaction.
You mentioned a moment ago, doctor, some of your goals for this position and for this initiative, but what would job one be? What are you working on right now that you're trying to get out of the way first, if you will?
Right now, job one is really just to kind of build a robust onboarding process and a transition to practice program. Also, just engagement. You know, APP engagement is really important. Making the APPs feel that they're valued in the organization, making them feel like they have a voice. So job one is really to serve the workforce and really just provide a pathway for them to be able to be heard.
And when you say robust onboarding process, that's a little bit of human resource talk there, right? I guess, correct me if I'm wrong, what you mean there is if you find talented people, and I'm sure you do, you want to get them out there and doing their thing as soon as possible, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, St. Clair Health has definitely made an investment to grow and strengthen our APP workforce and to really align them with the organization's mission to expand access to care for the patients and for the community that we serve.
So what to you is the hallmark, so to speak, of a St. Clair APP provider? What do you want these folks to really hang their hat on when they're seeing patients?
Okay, thank you. So the hallmark of an advanced practice provider care model, it's really team-based, patient-centered approach. The goal is to get APPs to really practice at the top of their license in collaboration with the physicians and the broader care team that they work with. This model actually improves patient access, continuity, quality of care, and it really helps to offer patients timely treatment and personalized attention. It's basically providing a seamless continuation across the care continuum.
And you've used the term a couple of times, perform to the top of their license. I presume that means being active in terms of doing really whatever they're allowed to do, right?
Each state has its own guidelines, and our hospital bylaws are based on the Pennsylvania state guidelines for what an advanced practice provider is allowed to do in their clinical practice.
And so obviously, as you've touched on a few times here, this all comes down to providing better care for patients. What's the main way or two in which this will do that?
APPs have become really an integral part of the delivery care delivery team, right? They help to expand access across the health system in collaboration with their physicians and their multidisciplinary teams. They're embedded in a wide range of specialties. That helps to increase appointment availability, reduce wait times, and it also kind of plays a role, again, in treating chronic conditions. By fully leveraging the skills of our APPs, we're able to meet that growing demand of our patient needs.
Well, you mentioned more appointment availability and less wait time. And I'm sure, as you well know, as well as anyone, patients will be glad to hear that, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We strive to get our patients in as quickly as possible, and we leverage our APPs in order to do so.
A few other things. Switching gears a little bit, how does St. Clair Health support the APP workforce?
Well, there's been several kind of key initiatives that we've done to support our APP growth. Including, as I mentioned before, we've developed a standardized onboarding, and we also established an APP advisory council to kind of help promote engagement and professional development. There's also been, you know, St. Clair Health has also done some periodic market-based, I would say, compensation reviews in order to maintain our competitiveness in the market and recruiting and retaining our talent. We're committed, St. Clair Health is really committed to advancing our professional growth and development and engagement. Specific to the council, we've had several initiatives focused on education and recognition, and workforce engagement. So our APPs now have access to things like CME events, which we didn't have before. And these are free across the organization. Hands-on skills labs that are taught by physicians or APPs that are experts in that specialty. We have social events throughout the year that foster both, that really highlight both clinical excellence and foster connection. In addition to that, this year, we introduced our inaugural APP of the Year Award. And that was really to honor an exceptional APP for their exceptional contribution and clinical excellence. And this, of course, along with other education and engagement efforts, is really done and has been highlighted throughout the organization. And it shows their commitment to fostering this really supportive, high-performing workforce and really help us in our development, in our skills, and just in our engagement overall.
And that last part that you mentioned, in terms of recognition of excellence, that's important, right, doctor? Because people in just about any job, any industry, they want to feel appreciated, don't they?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I've been here for 9 years. We've always had an exceptional Physician of the Year Award. And it's really nice to be able to recognize one APP every year who has done a tremendous job in their work, volunteered with the community, and really just gone above and beyond. And it's so neat to be able to do that year over year. We had our very first one this year, and we plan to do it each year, recognizing them. And that's done around their respective celebration weeks. So for physician assistants, they have PA week, and then of course CRNP week and CRNA week. And so we group all that together. We have one big event. It's really exciting. There's a lot of engagement. The physicians are also engaged in that event, as well as our administrative leaders. So it's really nice. And we were able to highlight not just the APP who's getting the award, but also just all APPs across the organization.
And how about growing the APP staff at St. Clair? It sounds like that's one of your goals. How's that going?
It's going very well. We continue to grow our workforce, creating new opportunities for our advanced practice providers from various other organizations that are looking to get closer to home or in a community hospital. Our workforce presently makes up about 10% compared to our clinician colleagues.
And then finally, in summary here, doctor, what's it like for you engaging with the APP staff on a daily basis? What's most rewarding about that in a given day for you?
I think what's most rewarding for me is to be able to move the APP workforce and recognition forward. I think as I represent our workforce in various committees and with various leadership opportunities, I'm honored to be able to do that for our workforce. I'm very fortunate to be able to be the face of our APP workforce and to be able to share and highlight some of the things that we're doing throughout the organization. As I mentioned earlier, I continue to round on the inpatient service. So I'm very visible to our workforce. And it gives me the opportunity to spend time with them, get to know them, understand what they're going through each day, and where needed, able to assist and help. So it's quite an honor.
Sounds like it indeed. Well, folks, we trust you're now more familiar with St. Clair Health's APP program. Dr. Abraham, best of luck with it as it continues developing. And thanks so much again.
Thank you so much. And it was a pleasure to meet you.
Same here. And to learn more about neurology services and the APP program at St. Clair Health, please do visit stclair.org. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Abraham, please call 412-942-6300. If you found this program helpful, please do share it on your social media. I'm Joey Waller. And thanks so much again for being part of Curating Care, a podcast brought to you from St. Clair Health.